Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Well, hello there, fellow entrepreneur, champion, the doer, the dreamer, everybody out there in over 100 countries listening to the Every Day Saturday podcast. It's so great to have you here. We're talking about multiple streams of income today. I love this topic. I mean, I could talk for 4 hours straight on multiple streams of income, everything about it, just what it means, how you should do it, the beauty of it, the dangers of it. Should you focus on 1,000 different things? Don't get shiny object chasing distractions, right? You chase two rabbits, both of them get away. Well, no. We've talked about this a few different times on the show. Going to do a different take today because it's literally happening right now in my life, and I want to share with you. It ain't all roses either. You know, it's a lot of work to keep different plates spinning in the air. But let me tell you something. When you got one thing going really good and one thing going not so good, you're like, dang, I don't even pay much attention or energy to the thing that's going not so good. You know what I'm talking about? Let me give an example. I'm getting absolutely crushed on my rental properties. Crushed. We've gone through a spell in the past 3 months where vacancies, sewer lines blowing up, just plumbing issues, electrical, tenants not paying, spending a ton of money on evictions. I mean, just downright, probably in the 12 years I've owned these things, it might be the toughest spell we've had, you know? With that going on, though, other facets of my entrepreneurial, I don't want to call it portfolio, I almost said empire. Empire sounds really good, though, doesn't it? My entrepreneurial empire. Are going very, very well. You know, speaking, selling products online, Doobly Network did really, really well in August and September. By the way, the Every Day Saturday show, sponsored by Doobly Network, I just shot a video. It's really cool. I talked about Christian Henneke. I've mentioned him on the show before. And Christian did a 10-minute video, which was just awesome. I mean, right to it, pure content, 100% transparency, playing like that three-card Monte game on the street where people try to do like the, hey, look over here. Don't look over here. Look over here. When you do a home business, you want to know how the money flows. Like, how does this company make money? And with Doobly Network, there's a 400-to-1 customer to representative ratio, and it's really awesome. If you go to everydaysaturday.com/180K, 180K, I show how Christian earned $180,000 in September. Yeah, you heard that right, $180,000 in just September alone. And he just joined our team in August, so it's crazy, man. Everydaysaturday.com/180K. Watch the video. It's about 10 minutes, and he shows you 100% transparency, how he did it and how the money flows, you know? It's pretty wild. So Doobly did really well in September for me, and so did Every Day is Saturday relative to speaking and selling products. So if I just owned those rentals, I don't know what I would do. I mean, operating in the red is an understatement in August and September. I mean, we're way, way red in that rental property business. And that's okay. It'll come back. It always does. I don't sit around and worry as much. But I'll tell you what, I would be worried if I didn't have other streams of income. And so when you're setting up your own portfolio, you don't want to have a one-legged stool because it'll come crashing down. At some point in time, if you just have one stream of income, there's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to just rely on just one stream, you know? And if you're in a job right now and that's your only source of income, that's just not good. I mean, I'm just going to tell you. I know somebody else may say, well, you know, you take slow and steady and you put your money in savings. That's so boring. It's like watching a Lifetime movie at midnight on a Saturday. It would bore me to death. It put me right to sleep. The cure for insomnia for me would be having a job. You know, I'd go right to sleep. I mean, how exciting is that? That sucks. You know, it's like, hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I go to a job 5 days a week that I'm you know, it depends on what day. I mean, I'm kind of passionate about it, a little bit excited, but it pays the bills. God, if I ever answered, I'm getting just so fired up, I'm going to start stuttering, so I apologize. But if my answer is ever, well, it pays the bills, just shoot me, man. Just put me out of my misery like a deer that has two broken legs in the middle of the woods. I mean, I do not ever want to answer that. I'll never answer that question. Well, it's paying the bills. That's the best answer you can come up with as to why you're doing what you're doing. That's so lame. I can't even describe it. You know, you should be doing stuff that's exciting. So let's say you're not doing something that's really exciting right now. All right, so it is just paying the bills. But damn it, you got to have a plan to do something more than just pay the bills. Have some fun, man. Create another stream of income. Create multiple. But before you create multiple, you have to create singular. You have to create one other income stream. And it really isn't that difficult to do. As a matter of fact, it's very easy to do, especially if you're talking about the online world where the barrier to entry is minimal. I mean, what's it cost to get a WordPress blog set up where you can literally do whatever you want? You can sell products on it. You can blog. You can create web pages on it. Easy, easy stuff. Well, you go to a domain like Bluehost and you buy a domain name and you install WordPress. Literally, that's all you do. And if you don't know how to do it, actually, my assistant, Rebecca, she just put up two great video tutorials. No opt-in, nothing. Just go to everydaysaturday.com/hosting, and you'll watch her do it. They're like 3 minutes apiece. everydaysaturday.com/hosting. And she'll show you how to go to get a domain name and install WordPress on it. Once you have WordPress installed, then it's just a matter of posting videos. You go to YouTube, and you can post a video on YouTube of whatever it is you do, cooking, cleaning, lawn and garden, legal advice, electrician, do-it-yourself, TV, cable, I don't know, affiliate programs, whatever. There's a million different things you can do. Shoot a YouTube video and just take the embed code and just drop it into your WordPress page and update it, and boom, you're done. You know what I did? Where I did that? the two last URLs I just gave you. everydaysaturday.com/180k. That's what I just did. I just did that. I embedded a YouTube video with the code. It's about as basic a page, and you know what? It's blowing up. I mailed my list last night, sent them to that page. On my Facebook fan page, Every Day Saturday, I have a paid program going, a sponsored post. Everything, all traffic's going to that page. There's no opt-in. I don't need to do opt-ins all the time. I know, again, that goes against conventional wisdom when you're building, you know, you want to build your list. And that's cool. You can send people to an opt-in page. That's fine. I'll do that eventually. But I don't want to do that all the time because people are smart. They got to always enter their name and email just to see a freaking video that's free anyway on YouTube. Give them the video. You know what? You'll get the name and email eventually. They'll follow. And by the way, that page is hosted on everydayisaturday.com. So when they're watching that video about Doobly Network there, about how Christian earned $180,000 in the month of September, they can always click on my podcast, the homepage, watching videos. They can go 1,000 different directions. So I come from more of the, I don't want to, you know, building a list is important. I'll continue to say that because I don't want to give the impression I'm not saying that. But it's also, I enjoy doing things differently. I enjoy over delivering. And I really enjoy creating different streams of income that can support me when other facets of my entrepreneurial portfolio are really going south. I mean, really in a big, big way. If I only had these rental properties, I don't even know. I would have, right now, I would have all my credit cards maxed out trying to pay all the other bills that just aren't getting paid. I would be stressed out beyond belief. I would not be sleeping at night. I'd be mad. I'd be angry at these tenants that are just literally leaving in the middle of the night. I promise you, it's crazy. I mean, people rent apartments and they just trash them. This isn't everybody. Let me just also back it up. All right. I've got 40 units. 10% of my tenants are causing me 90% of my problems. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like your business? If you're an entrepreneur, get used to it. Even if you're in the corporate game and you're a manager, 10% of your employees are going to cause you 90% of your anxiety and your problems. It's the way it is always has, always will be. It's never changed, never going to change. For the next billion years, it's always going to be that. You know, 90% of your problems are going to come. And conversely, 90% of your success is going to come from 10% of your team. In the network marketing industry, where I spend a little bit of time, it's always the case. 90% of my income is generated by 10% of my team. You know, it's just the people that are leaders that they just go and do what they do. They don't worry about it. They go build their business and they make it happen. The other 90% will ask a lot of questions. They got to have all the lights green before they move forward. If they don't understand something, they use that as an excuse as to why they don't have success, and they stay there and they're stagnant. When in fact, the only difference between them and the people that are actually having the success, the ones that are having the success, they're just keeping going, man. They're moving. They're getting their own answers to questions. And even if they don't have the answers, they're moving. They're going. They're not waiting for permission, or they're not waiting for answers to their questions. They're just going to keep moving. But if you want to create a stream of income, just go do it. Sell something. Nothing happens until a sale is made. True? True. So if you know that nothing happens until a sale is made, go make a sale. And if your excuse is, I don't know how to make a sale, that's not acceptable. You'll stay broke, and you'll always be broke. And you'll always be in a job, if that's where you are right now, or you'll always be at that plateau where you currently are. Figure out how to make that sale happen. I don't know how to collect money on the internet, Sam. Open a PayPal account. Does that cost anything? No, it's free. How does PayPal make money? PayPal makes money by taking a percentage of the money that is transferred. And it comes out of the person who's transferring the money. That's it. I'm sorry. It comes out of the person who's receiving the money. So you send somebody $100, they're going to get $97. It's just the way it is. You know, it's the way it happens. Oh, I don't want to lose 3%, Sam. You're crazy. I would venture to say you're an idiot. You know why? Let me give you, this is a great example. Here's a great example. Okay. A while back, I was looking to drop a lot of money on brand new windows. Okay. Brand new windows. I say a lot of money, it's relative, maybe $5,000. It's a lot of money on windows, though, $5,000. I know it's not $50,000, but I'm saying $5,000 is $5,000. It's a lot of money. I don't care who you are or what you do, $5,000 is a lot of money, okay? So I'm looking to spend $5,000 on brand new windows, and I go to a local individual here, and had a great reputation, pretty expensive guy, but I figured, you know, I don't mind paying extra if the windows are good. And I felt like, you know, it's time to upgrade our windows. So I go in, and we're talking about the deal and putting it together, and, you know, you do this for me, and, you know, maybe you cut me a little slack here, give me a little love on the price on these. I mean, I'm spending $5,000. You know, windows are what, $200, $400 a piece? That's a lot of windows. So we go to talk about terms, and I was like, all right, well, I'll probably just put on this Visa. Oh, we don't take credit cards. I'm like, what? Excuse you? What are you talking about? You don't take credit cards. Like, yeah, we're cash only check business. Like, why is that? Why why are you a cash only business when you're dealing in kind of a high ticket item? People just walk around with $5,000 in cash, you know? It's like, well, we don't want to pay the merchant fees. Okay. All right. So let me just get this straight. All right. Merchant fees are 3%. I know because I've been selling stuff on the internet now for over 5 years, okay? Well, actually, that's with PowerPay, my merchant account I've had for 5 years, all right? Got a great relationship with PowerPay. They're a little more expensive, but, hey, they were there for me when I didn't have a lot to offer them, and they've stuck with me, so I'm okay paying. I can get it cheaper, but I reward loyalty. I really do. I like that. Before that, it was PayPal, taking 3 to 4% of my money, and I'm happy to do it because here's my philosophy. Would you rather have 100% of zero or 95% of 100? 95% of any transaction or 100% of zero? And I pose this question to the individual that was trying to sell me the windows. I go, let me ask you a question. You're about to get $5,000. You take out 3%, you're going to lose $150. You're about to get $4,850, okay? Or you're going to get $0. Which one would you rather have? Well, I mean, it's kind of our policy. I couldn't believe, like, I literally could not, and I knew right away this conversation was going absolutely nowhere. So I didn't bother pursuing it because he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. My goal was not to make him look unintelligent, however hard that was, because the conversation was just, it's one of these things you're not going to change their policy. I go, here's the thing, okay? So you would rather have 100% of zero than 97% of a $5,000 sale.
Well, I mean, if you put it that way, yeah, I guess so.
Guys, look, as your coach, as your mentor, as your entrepreneurial inspiration, okay, I am begging you to use common sense, okay, and not to use ignorance as a reason why you don't find success in multiple streams of income. Set up a stream of income and just get it done. Don't walk around aimlessly, you know, about as focused as a cross-eyed discus thrower, okay? Get yourself focused on one stream of income this week that you're going to launch. I don't care if it's a $20 ebook. I don't care if it's your podcast that you're going to get up and running now finally, and you're going to monetize that. If it's an audio, if it's joining a biz op like I do. I mean, I join a lot of biz ops only because I get bored. And I wrote this on my Facebook post. If you check it out, go to facebook.com/everydayisSaturday or even /Sam Crowley. My personal page is public. There's no restrictions. You can view all my private posts out there. And in the post today, October 1st, 2014, you'll see why I talk about I join different biz ops simply because I get bored easily. And a lot of that stems from being a corporate drone, you know, having to be told when to come to work, when to leave work, when to go to lunch, when to use the bathroom. You know, I'm tired of it. I zig when everybody else zags, and that's just how I roll, man. If I want to join five biz ops, I'm going to join them. You know, it's just because I know one thing. I am free, okay? And as long as I do it ethically and I don't hurt anybody intentionally, may hurt some feelings, you know, why are you leaving my biz op? Is it not good enough? You know, that type of crap. Not into that. You do it legally. You do it ethically. You do it with a good conscience. You can sleep well at night. Then everything's okay. You go do what you want to do. You don't wait for permission or you wait. I mean, let me tell you something. You're going to get judged by people your entire life. There ain't no way to avoid that. So if you're worried about being judged, I wonder what my Aunt Mary's going to think now that I joined a bit. Okay, Aunt Mary's going to be just fine. Okay, Aunt Mary's going to worry about you and 1,000 other things that don't apply to Aunt Mary. Okay, you got to do what's best for you and your family, and you do it with ethics and you do it legally and you have fun, man, along the way. But for crying out loud, get some income coming in. Because had I not had what happened this week, if I not had something to fall back on, not only just to fall back on, but to still live very comfortably, you know, losing all this money to different contractors that are coming in to fix you, everything's going wrong in the month of September. I mean, I don't even have time on this show to list the number of things that have gone wrong in my apartments in 40 units, you can imagine. Now, 10%, four units have caused me incredible heartache this month. Let's not lose sight of the fact, 36? Still running good. Tenants are paying the rent, keeping the grounds clean, keeping the apartments nice. They're good people. Four people crush me in a month. And that's all it takes, guys. When, you know, you want somebody who's, you know, leaving in the middle of the night or, you know, damaging your unit, it doesn't take many of those tenants. Let me tell you, if I owned eight units and four of them were knocking the place out and not paying rent, I'd have some serious sleepless nights. 40, not so much. Multiple streams of income. When I went into the rental business, I wanted to own a lot of units because I got some good advice from a mentor early on in the real estate game. Say, Sam, don't own two, own 200. Don't own four, own 40. Because if you own 40 and four of them are vacant, you're not going to lose any sleep. You own eight and four are vacant, you're going to lose a lot of sleep. That's half your income. And I latched on to that. I'm going to use the same analogy with you. Get going with monetizing something. Start today. Don't use the excuse you don't know how. That doesn't cut it. All right, you know how. It's just you don't have the desire right now. It's not a priority to you. You're too comfortable. Sometimes you're comfortable being broke, and that's a lot of people because it's uncomfortable to have other people now take a look at, what are you doing? See, right now you're under the radar. Nobody's really paying much attention to you because you're not a threat to them. When you start earning income and you're happy and you're being free, you become a threat to people in your inner circle because now you're exposing them for what they could not do with their life. And it becomes more about them than it does you. Not for you, but for them. You know what I'm talking about? For them, now you become a threat, perceived or otherwise. Oh, who do they think he is? Who do they think he is doing all that stuff? Does he think I'm inferior to him? I didn't get it. It's all about them. They're the ones losing sleep over what you're doing. So go out and do it. You're going to get judged anyway. You know, you might as well be judged for being a successful person and start influencing other people, having a lot of fun creating multiple streams of income than being judged for just doing nothing. At least have something to get judged about. Are you with me? It's Sam Crowley, hosting the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.